Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Sissell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Cobb moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley bunts towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boley for the out. Hauser scores. Hale moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calm moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. Calm scores. Redfern moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Clancy moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Clancy moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still strikes out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Redfern settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Redfern. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Speaker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Cochran moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks, Metzler strikes out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. 2 outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern misplays the ball. That's an error on Redfern. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Redfern strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. 1 out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. Ma still strikes out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clancy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Grady Adkins now pitching. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boley strikes out. 1 out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCurdy strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Athletics. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.